was very striking in Paul's life is to see how there's a work of God. And I'd like to make a few comments on Galatians 1, verse 15 and 16. This work of God is so evident, it's essential. But we have also seen Paul's own energy. First, we have seen how he was very energetic according to the flesh. And then we have seen how he was totally committed to the cause of Christ. And what I like to emphasize now is God's side of this coin. Of course, the two sides are always together. You can't separate God's side from man's side. They are going together. They are distinct, but they go together. Just like one coin has two sides. They go together. You can't separate the two sides. They are together. And so what I'd like to emphasize here in Galatians 1 verse 16 and verse 15, starting verse 15, is God's plan. The pleasure that God had, it pleased God or pleased him, is really God's plan. He had a plan. And this is where it starts. And we know from other writings from Paul, Ephesians 1, this is what God had in mind before the foundation of the world. I mean, this is mind-boggling. We cannot really grasp that with our mind because we are limited. But this pleasure, this delight that God had, this plan that God had started in eternity past. And so that is God's plan. And what was God's plan in time? To separate him, to set him apart. So God had a plan for you and me too, from before the foundation of the world. And then in time, he worked it out. In this case, he had to separate him from, it started from his mother's womb, just like Jeremiah. God had a plan even before he was born, and so before Paul was conceived in the womb, God had already a plan for him, and he was going to work it out in time. And so this is God's control. It's not only God's purpose, but it also speaks about God's control. And that is important for us too. God is in full control. It doesn't set aside my responsibility. It doesn't set aside what I'm doing. But what I'm emphasizing is God is in control. And then the third point, what we find here is he called. God called him. That is a very powerful call. That was the Damascus Road experience, the call of God. We were talking about Abraham this morning. Abraham was called by God. The God of glory appeared to him. God called him. And in that call was everything contained to take him away from where he was going, to set him on a different direction. So God made him turn around 180 degrees. That is what this call implied. God is so powerful. But notice, it was by his grace. We talked about God's mercy this morning, that God would have mercy upon a man like that. But then also it is God's grace. So maybe others will comment on that a little bit more, but it's so important. It's God's grace. It's not on the base of law effort. It's not on the base of self-improvement. It is God's grace. And now I come to the point that I really want to emphasize is God's work. God's work is shown in verse 16. To reveal his son in me, Paul says. So it was not only God's plan to reveal his son to him. The Lord Jesus appeared to Paul on the road to Damascus. But then at the same time, a work of God started in him. And that's what's implied here in verse 16. To reveal his son in me. So God has a plan for you and me too, to build, as it were, Christ in our lives. So Christ, the Son of God's love, was revealed in Paul. So there was a very close relationship between God, who made these plans and worked this out, and with the person of his Son, to reveal his Son in me. You cannot get closer to God than this. God was doing something in Paul. And that was an ongoing process. It started right there when the Lord appeared to him. And it continued on through his whole life. And this work of God, in a sense, will never stop because the Holy Spirit is in us for eternity, and that implies God is doing a work also. And notice, what was the objective? That I might preach him. So the word preach here is spread the gospel, to give the good news. But notice, it's not only the good news, it is the person presented as God news, as good news. So God put this wonderful person, his son, in Paul, so that he might evangelize him, that he might bring the gospel connected to this wonderful person. He did not bring a new philosophy or a new doctrine or a new form of Judaism or religion. No, he presented as good news this wonderful person, and it was among the Gentiles. We have heard this morning also, he had a message to his own people, but they rejected that. And so God sent him to the Gentiles. And so this is what I'd like to emphasize also for us. You see, the work of God in Paul. And we have heard earlier that Paul is really an example for us. The Lord Jesus is the first example, but then Paul says, be my followers as I am of Christ Jesus, or Jesus Christ. And so this is a work of God that is also taking place in you and me, so that we would be his servants, his representatives, to present him in his beauties, in his wonderful person. How great he is, how wonderful. And that takes a work of God. We cannot do it in our own strengths, in our own wisdom. It takes a work of God. For whatever we do, it takes a work of God. May the Lord help us.